Total devastation. We've seen the reports coming in on the media already. We're used to going to this type of situation, earthquake situations. Having said that, 8.9 magnitude is massive by any standards. It's certainly the largest earthquake we've responded to. Coupled with that, we've got the problem of the tsunami that resulted from it. So even that has damaged buildings and structures. The death toll is rising on an hourly basis. We think there will be people trapped in that in the collapsed structures, and hopefully we'll be able to assist people out there.
I mean, we're still getting tremors now, and when I say tremors, we're talking 6.6 magnitude earthquakes all over again. Are you worried about those continuing once you get there?
Well, whenever we've deployed in the past, there's always aftershocks. You can get up to 12 aftershocks on a daily basis, so it is something we're used to. Having said that, these are very large. It's, you know, they're like mini earthquakes in themselves, really. So that in itself will be a new experience for us. We are prepared for it. You know, we're going to a risk environment, but we'll ensure the safety of all our people out there.
And whereabouts are you actually going to be? Where are you going to be helping?
Well, at the moment, that is still in the balance, because they're still assessing the areas of need for everybody. So that will change up to the point of us being 1 hour within the arrival. We may arrive at Tokyo and then get deployed elsewhere within Japan.
Do you think it's going to be more recovery than rescue?
At this stage, there's still a high chance of people being rescued there. They've not fully assessed all the areas that have been affected, so undoubtedly there will be people trapped in the rubble. And that's primarily why we are going out there, to try and rescue those people. Once the rescue phase is over, then there is body recovery, and we'll assist the Japanese authorities in whatever way we can.
And what about this kind of power plant situation? Have you guys been told that you've got to steer well clear of there, or will you actually be going over to that area?
No, I mean, that is a huge concern to everybody, you know, not just Japan itself, but the whole world. When you look at the effects of Chernobyl, we're fortunate that the Japanese scientists and technicians are amongst the best in the world, so they're on top of the situation. We are satisfied that we won't be deploying to those risk areas. We will be working in other areas outside the exclusion zone.
And what have your family said to you about going out there?
Obviously, they're happy that you're going out trying to help the people there, but it is a distressing situation for all the families involved, because they may not get to speak to us, the communications will be down. So the first time they see us, maybe on the local media, really, and they're getting all the reports of the aftershocks. So it's quite an emotional and distressing time for all the families we're leaving behind, really.